BLM protesters attacked media near Brooklyn Center Police Building. By Bob Price on April 14, 2021. BLM protesters attacked news media during the fourth night of demonstrations outside the Blanchard Center Police Department headquarters on Wednesday night. A CNN news crew member fell to the ground after being struck in the head by a thrown water bottle. A video tweeted by Washington Examiner reporter Nick Rowan shows a member of a CNN news crew being attacked by protesters. Someone off-camera throws a water bottle, striking the CNN worker in the head. He stumbles to the ground for a few seconds as people mocked him. Protesters throw a water bottle at a CNN crew member and hit him square on the head. They mock him when he falls down. pic.twitter.com/cbfrn9joj. Nick Rowan, at NYSC Stempery, April 15, 2021. A bottle of water knocked you out? A protester yelled while laughing at the man. Get the FK out of here, someone else yelled in a video showing the crowd chasing the CNN news crew away from the police building. Protesters just chased the entire CNN crew away from the police precinct. pic.twitter.com/r6tgmn. Nick Rowan, at NYSC Stempery, April 15, 2021. Fox News national correspondent Lauren Blanchard tweeted that the crowd was becoming more hostile. She said a group was targeting media, including Fox News, demanding to see credentials and then telling them to leave. Crowd outside BCPD is becoming more hostile, throwing items across fencing at police. A group is targeting media crews, ours included, demanding to see credentials and telling them to leave. Others moving in now with homemade shields. pic.twitter.com/b3pcprtmf1. Lauren Blanchard, at Lauren Blanch 12, April 15, 2021. Hundreds of people gathered late Wednesday afternoon outside the Brooklyn Center Police Headquarters. National Guardsmen and state police moved in to protect the building during the fourth night of protest following the shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright by police on Sunday. Earlier on Wednesday, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehensions arrested former Brooklyn Center police officer Kimberly Potter on charges of manslaughter too. The former officer was processed and released after she posted a $100,000 bond. If convicted on the charge, she could face anywhere from probation to 10 years in state prison. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pks and Facebook.